Flip It Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Flip it.
Wayne Pond is going to
flip it.
Give up the spotlight today to Nikki. And Nikki gets the chance to do the word. Hey, Wayne, you ready, buddy?
Hey, I'm ready to roll here. Nikki, what do you have for us? Flip It Friday.
All right, here's a good word. You might even know somebody who has this. It's an affliction, okay? So today's word is an affliction. I kind of like afflictions. Here we go. Bibliophobia. A bibliophobia.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to spell it. Here we go. A-B-I-B-L-I-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. A bibliophobia.
Oh. All right, now let me understand this. Do you have an A in front of bibliophobia?
Correct.
Or is it simply bibliophobia? Okay, all right, good.
That's a bibliophobia.
Good. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's
yes.
A good thing.
Starts with an
Not
A.
Not a bad thing.
It refers, do you know what it is?
Well, bibliophobia would be people who are afraid of books. A bibliophobia would be people who are quite the opposite. They're not afraid of books, right?
That's correct. They're afraid of running out of things to read.
There you go.
Wow.
That's right.
Hey, that would be Mary Donna. I'm not kidding. She is a reader of great depth and width. She reads everything and loves it. She consumes murder mysteries like popcorn, and she also is, you know, completely up to speed on virtually everything else. So
she has the affliction, a bibliophobia.
Yeah, well, She has avoided the affliction. She's, well-read. What can I tell you?
Make sure you have plenty of things around for her to read so she doesn't suffer from a bibliophobia. I actually like that. That's a good word.
Nikki, she's got a tablet in every room loaded with books, you know.
Fantastic. Good for her. It'll never happen.
What can I tell
you? There you go.
A bibliophobia. Ooh, that's a winner. There you go, kiddo.
It's a mouthful for sure.
Try and use that in a conversation sometime today, Wayne.
I just did with you.
That's all we get, folks.
That's probably all you can do. Hey, thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Talk to you Monday. Bye-bye, guys.